Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them, because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey, everybody knows Weber grills. I've been using Weber grills my whole life, and check it out. They got a pellet grill, the Weber Searwood pellet grill. Now, with a pellet grill, you can smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. You can go from low and slow, okay, on smoke boost mode, or crank this thing all the way to a heat sear at 600 degrees. It's got a full great sear zone, so you can put more food on the flame. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood pellet grill.
It's time to play the feud with the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe Pizzapia, and today it's time to play the feud. I know you look forward to this every summer, and we're back again. The Tournament of Champions, the family feud of Fantasy Pros, happens right here, and it begins today. And our first two contestants are none other than Derrickson. That's right. Andrew Erickson, Mr. Big Pot Energy himself. Mr. Derek Brown, a.k.a. D-Bro, the King of Bros. We are putting Derrickson against each other in round one. Only one will survive in this fantasy football knowledge to the death. And of course, you know how it works. I ask the questions, the boys give the answers, or at least the answers they think that you gave, because you're part of the show too. We polled all the Fantasy Pros people, and we got the answers. So I know you guys are new to this. I've been doing the Fantasy Feud here for years as a contestant. It's nice to be on the other side as a host. I did a little of both last year. I'll be back in the tournament again. I made it to the finals last year. I beat Yates. I lost to Tags. Tags, of course, is the forever champion of this. But gentlemen, Andrew Erickson, this is your first time on the feud. I hope you are ready, and I hope you are prepared to be the analyst of the people.
I mean, what do you think I spent my weekend doing in lieu of this Family Feud tournament? I just watched Family Feud all weekend, so I am ready. I had to, you know, familiarize myself with the rules of Family Feud, because it's not a game that I necessarily grew up with, but I'm excited and I'm ready to take on D-Bro. We're breaking Derrickson up today.
Oh my God, just for a day. And I don't think you know what in lieu of means. I just want to throw that out there. I don't think you use that correctly. Derek Brown, you are also new to this Tournament of Champions. And obviously there's a lot of pressure here, because it's not what you think anymore. You know, you guys are so concerned, you know, you guys are out there always talking about your opinions and you're giving all this great advice to everybody, but this is the perception of the people. Are you really a man of the people, Derek Brown?
I try to be, for the most part, but I do have to say that I guess I'm starting off behind the eight ball in this contest. I went through and I watched highlight clips, outtakes, bloopers from Family Feud. I thought I was going to be one step ahead of the game, but Erickson's over here watching the same things. Hell, he's going through the entire episodes and parsing through rules. And so, yeah, advantage gone.
Well, look, it's we all know it's an open playing field. Anything can happen. Anyone can win. And of course, there's fabulous prizes. And by fabulous prizes, I mean fabulous prizes for all of you, not these guys. They just get to go back to work after this is done, because we've got the Javonte Williams autographed helmet for you, signed by Javonte Williams, over at fantasypros.com/contest. All you got to do is subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/fantasypros. Take a screenshot of that bad boy and then go over to fantasypros.com/contest in order to get involved. So look at that. You give us answers, you hang out, you listen to the podcast, and you could win free stuff. Javonte Williams autographed helmet, thanks to our friends at pristineauction.com. And don't forget, we've got amazing stuff going on in our Discord channel. It's free to join. We're doing mock drafts. We're doing AMAs. We're doing stages. We're doing everything to get you ready for your draft and help you manage your teams, your trades, your lineups, everything in season as well. And it's all going down on the Discord. You can join. Yes, you. At fantasypros.com/chat today. And again, it's free to join. If you are a Fantasy Pros premium member, though, you get access to stages where you could talk directly to us. You get access to amazing channels. And basically, it's going to be the highlight of your fall and your winter. Let's not pretend it's anything else. So that being said, gentlemen, it is time to play the game. And we're going to start with the first question. I will remind you both, this is a gentleman's game. So be gentlemen in it. I will do my best to add up the points as quickly as I possibly can and as fairly as I possibly can. And also, it's a good rule of thumb, don't piss off the host, just as a general note. So, here we go. I will say the first question. When we polled a certain number of Fantasy Pros listeners, readers, Fantasy Pros peeps, and then you will buzz in by saying your name. You will say D-Bro or DB. You will say Erickson or BPE, whatever the heck you want to say. I don't care. Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right. I just want to make sure.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I like that. Yes, sir. This is good. You know, you're lucky I didn't give your heights and weights.
Yes,
and stuff.
Yes, handsome.
There we go. 10 points to Erickson. All right. Let's start here. Gentlemen.
Can I quit right now? Is that too much?
Look, I mean, before you get started, if that's how you want to approach life, that's fine. I mean, that's up to you. But now you've shown your true colors here to the audience at Fantasy Pros. Okay, here we go. We polled all of these Fantasy Pros peeps. We asked them this question. Who is the most inconsistent wide receiver?
Erickson. Mike Williams.
Mike Williams is the number one answer on the board. Well done. We're off to a fantastic start is Andrew Erickson. So Andrew Erickson, here's the question. Do you want to play or pass?
Play.
He is going to play. All right, here we go. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 names here on this list of inconsistent wide receivers. You've already gotten the number one answer. So now we're looking for the other 5 remaining. Andrew Erickson, I will ask you again, in the minds of fantasy football people out there playing this game of ours at Fantasy Pros, who is the most inconsistent wide receiver?
Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper is indeed again on this list. Very exciting. That is good for 8 points. So 18 for Mike Williams. You get 8 points for Amari Cooper. No X's so far. Andrew Erickson, give me another inconsistent fantasy wide receiver.
Tyler Lockett.
Tyler Lockett is the number 2 answer. Andrew Erickson is en fuego. He is on fire. And he called me handsome, so I'm already rooting for him. The first 3 names are off the board. Mike Williams, Lockett, and Amari Cooper. Andrew Erickson, you have 3 strikes remaining, 3 names left on the board. Can you give me yet another inconsistent wide receiver?
Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
I'm sorry, Andrew Erickson. That is not correct. You have an X on the board there. 1 X for Andrew Erickson. MVS not on the board. Again, this is what the people said, so you have to keep this in mind. So far, Amari Cooper, Tyler Lockett, Mike Williams, 1 X, Andrew Erickson. Name an inconsistent fantasy football wide receiver.
Will Fuller.
Oh, that is a good one. I like that answer. Unfortunately, the people don't like it. It is an X. It is not on the board. Good answers. Unfortunately, not so much. You have 1 more strike remaining. Derek Brown, you can think of a steal right here for the remaining points here. Here we go. Name a fantasy wide receiver who is inconsistent. Andrew Erickson.
I'm going to go with Marquise Brown.
Another very good answer. The question is, did the people agree? The answer is they do not. They do not like you, Andrew Erickson. No, they liked you in the beginning, but not anymore. That is 3 strikes. Derek Brown, the board is now yours. You have 1 shot, 3 names remaining on the board. You can steal all of the pot here. Andrew Erickson got 3. 3 remaining. Derek Brown, no pressure here. You just want to get off to a really good start and not bury yourself right away. Please give me 1 more inconsistent fantasy football wide receiver.
Mike Evans.
You know what? Not everyone agrees with you, Derek Brown, but 4 people did, and that is enough. Oh, my goodness. All of the work they are done by Andrew Erickson for the most part, and Derek Brown just scoops in at the end and steals it away from you. Andrew, how does that feel?
It doesn't feel great. I feel like a boom bust wide receiver. I thought I boomed and it turned out to be a bust.
Thanks for doing all the heavy lifting for me, Erickson. Appreciate you.
Yeah. Now let's talk about this for a second. Let's talk about this category for a moment, if you will. Mike Evans every year comes away with, 1,100 yards and 9 touchdowns. I don't understand. That name would never come to mind for me. Derek Brown, why do you think the people gave that number?
People cannot stand Mike Evans. Every year, I don't understand it. I don't get it. They talk about how the only thing he does is score touchdowns. He has long droughts and then massive blow-up weeks. And all I have to say is I like good players on good teams, and that's literally describing almost every wide receiver. So, yeah, if you draft wide receivers, you're going to get ups and downs.
There you go. Out of 59 people, you got 46 points there. You stole all the points away from Andrew Erickson. Once again, things were going well. Now, Andrew, don't let this affect you here. Some other names here that did not get answered, DK Metcalf and Terry McLaurin. Metcalf was number 4 here, and McLaurin was number 5. Andrew Erickson, do you find those guys to be inconsistent wide receivers along with the people? Is that consistent in their inconsistent thinking?
I think so. I those are some of the names I had pondered on when I was kind of trying to go through after.
Why didn't you say them?
Because I thought about other names instead, because I was trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. I said, are both Seahawks wide receivers going to be here as boom or bust players? And apparently that's what the audience thinks. And if it kind of goes back to a lot of these receivers have, questionable quarterback play, but not all of them. I mean, Russell Wilson has been an efficient quarterback, but it seems like Metcalf, it's funny because Metcalf's booms are always accompanied by, lesser games, but not necessarily like bust games. And with McLaurin, it's just his horrible quarterback play. So, yeah, I could definitely see a world where both those guys get voted in as inconsistent.
All right. Very well. Mike Williams, obviously, was the clear answer at the top. I think everybody figured that one
out of the park.
McLaurin was the next name on my list. So I'm with the people on that one. And I think the interesting thing here is, too, is with the Seattle and then the Tampa Bay. Haven't we always played this game of, okay, is it DK Metcalf week? Is it Tyler Lockett week? Is it Mike Evans week? Is it Chris Godwin week? So could be some of that the consensus is feeling too.
How did Will Fuller not get voted in though? Come on. Well, I mean, Will Fuller was
because, you know, it's amazing.
Erickson. Andrew, because everybody says about... it's never Will Fuller week.
Except that one week when he faced the Falcons. And he's scored like 50 fantasy points.
Andrew Erickson is already suffering from a bad case of Pisapia because I would always do this. I'd get pissed off right away in the first round of whatever the first question was. How is this person not on there? And I'm telling you, Andrew, if you let it affect the rest of your game, it's going to go down real quick here. So you can't fall into that trap. It's something I've done in the years past here as a guest of the show. You got to just let it go. You got to come back and you got to fight again. And the next question here for everybody here, for my two gentlemen for Derrickson, and they're ready to buzz in. Give me an underrated quarterback in fantasy football.
Erickson. Justin Fields.
Justin Fields did not make the list. Oh my goodness gracious. Justin Fields not part of this list. There were 4, 5, 6, 7 names here on this list. And Erickson whiffed on all 7 with an open board. Derek Brown, it's to you. Can you take control here of this board with an underrated fantasy quarterback?
Oh, yeah, baby. Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford is on the list. He is not number 1. He is not number 2 or 3 or 4. He is, he's number 4. I lied. All right, so number 4 here is Matthew Stafford. So, Derek Brown, important question here. Do you want to play undervalued quarterback or do you want to pass to Andrew Erickson?
I'm going to pass, actually, because this one's, I think there's a lot of different answers for this one.
All right, he's going to pass. So once again, Derek Brown is laying in the weeds, making Andrew Erickson do all the work. Andrew Erickson, here we go. This is already 56 points on the board here. Derek Brown already started things off here with the 7. Andrew Erickson, an undervalued quarterback. Remember, in the mind of the people, you have to be the people's champion here.
I'm going to go with Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts is on the board. He is the number two quarterback on this board with 10 people saying Jalen Hurts is an undervalued quarterback. I think that's surprising considering how well he finished last year, but perhaps he is still not getting the respect he deserves. That's one. Andrew Erickson, you've got a few more to find. Undervalued quarterback is?
Derek Carr.
Derek Carr, the number one answer on the board, ladies and gentlemen. Look at that. 16 people said Derek Carr. So far, 16, 10, and 7 points off the board. Keep the ball rolling, Andrew Erickson, with another undervalued quarterback.
Trey Lance.
Trey Lance is the last name on the board, and it still counts. Andrew Erickson is feeling it. He is in a zone. He is moving forward with his life. He has finally gotten his groove back. Andrew Erickson, you've got 3 strikes remaining. Don't let that bother you. Don't let that get in your head. 3 strikes remaining. Still a few ones left to go. Give me another fantasy quarterback who's undervalued.
Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins is indeed on this list as well. Derek Brown having immediate regrets for passing this category. I can feel it right now. He is concerned. He is worried. Things are not working out for him. Andrew Erickson, you have gotten Derek Carr, Jalen Hurts, Kirk Cousins, 5 people said. Trey Lance, 5 people said. That is 4 names. There are 3 names, actually 2 names remaining. Only 2 more and 3 strikes to get him. Andrew Erickson, give me another undervalued quarterback.
Tua Tagovailoa.
I am sorry. We appreciate the pronunciation, but unfortunately, that is not correct. That is 1 strike against you, Andrew Erickson. 1 strike here. Still 2 names out there. You got to thread the needle a little bit here, Andrew Erickson. Underrated quarterback in fantasy football right now. Give me a right name.
Daniel Jones.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is not Daniel Jones. Man. He's just bad. So you need another one here. One more quarterback to get here for you before losing the board. You have 2 strikes against you.
No pressure.
Well, Derek Brown, you got some pressure. Let me tell you, there's only 2 names remaining here. 7 points and 6 points still on the board. Again, okay. Total of 56 in this round. So out of 56 people polled, undervalued quarterback Andrew Erickson, 1 strike to go, 2 names on the board. Can you pull off the miracle?
Trevor Lawrence.
Ooh, Trevor Lawrence is a good one. I think he's undervalued. I agree. He's underappreciated. He's not underpaid. And unfortunately, he is not on this list. No, he is not. That is your 3rd strike. 3 strikes to Erickson. Derek Brown, giggly as a schoolgirl, ready to steal this yet again as Andrew Erickson gives all the names and Derek Brown says one thing and steals all the points. So, Derek Brown, 2 names remaining, 1 shot to get him, or you lose all these points to Andrew Erickson. So I will ask you, give me the name of an undervalued quarterback.
Ryan Tannehill.
Ryan Tannehill. What makes you say Ryan Tannehill? Just out of curiosity, Derek Brown.
He's stacked multiple top 10 years, and yet there's been a lot of seasons where we have not ranked him as such.
As such. I like that. I like when people use phrases like as such. The only problem is Ryan Tannehill is not on this board. Andrew Erickson gets all the points. We've got ourselves a game now, boys and girls. Ooh-wee, let's go. So the remaining names on the board, the 3rd place name tied with Matthew Stafford was Matt Ryan. Ryan. Now on the Indianapolis Colts. And the other one was Russell Wilson for 6 points.
Really?
So he is so undervalued that you guys don't even pay any attention to him. Andrew Erickson, the people still think Russell Wilson is undervalued. What do you think of this year, Russell Wilson being able to be Russell Wilson without Pete Carroll? Do you think that there's a whole other gear of Russell Wilson that we haven't seen yet?
Yeah, no, I like Russell Wilson a lot, and that's probably why I wasn't thinking of him as an undervalued quarterback by the people's standpoint, because I have him, you know, as a top 10 guy. So that was malpractice on me, not thinking more like the people. I was not a man of the people. I was a man of the rankings, and that did me dirty in this particular exercise. But no, I think that Russell Wilson still has the track record. You know, he's been a top 6 fantasy quarterback 5 times. Since 2014. Now, the top 5 upside's probably not there with Wilson just because we saw his rushing kind of tail off as he's gotten a little bit older, but his efficient play should not stop. Like, he's one of the best deep ball passes in the NFL, one of the best He's very aggressive targeting the end zone. So Russell Wilson throwing for 35, 40 touchdowns in an offense that at least will let him cook a little bit more, at least, you know, heat up the oven a little bit, as opposed to Seattle's offense, which is run on the ball all the time. I think Wilson can definitely be a top 10 quarterback. So I'm excited for him. And of course, I mean, I love Cortland Sutton, so I obviously love his quarterback.
Yeah, it's funny. Kirk Cousins and Derek Carr on this list, and both of those quarterbacks are two of my favorite second quarterbacks to have in Superflex. They're there. They're boring. I know what I'm going to get out of them. I believe in them. I know what the cap is to what they might be able to give me. But at the same time, they deliver fantasy points. And, you know, last year was the first time in a few years where Kirk Cousins actually got off to a better start to the season. He had some awful Septembers for 2 years in a row. This year with a new coach, any concerns at all with Kirk Cousins? Maybe them pulling back a little bit from this passing game, or do you think maybe that Kirk Cousins basically continues to be that solid secondary fringy QB1 guy that he's been the last few years in Minnesota?
I think there's upside for him to possibly crack the top 12. I think it depends on really how much we see some of Adam Thielen backslide and what happens to Kirk Cousins' passing touchdown rate. Because I think that there's two parts of this. I think that they're going to have a high enough pace and passing rate for him to get there. But I'm really warming up to Dalvin Cook over the last few days, weeks. And if we see his touchdowns come back in a major way, that could take Cousins out of the top 12, where we've seen him flirt with this top 10, top 12. So it really comes down to what we see with touchdowns. But I definitely see it in the range of outcomes for him.
Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about Pristine Auction. My friends, there is no better place to go than Pristine Auction when you're looking for the coolest sports memorabilia that you're going to find anywhere. Everything there is authentic and backed by that certification of authenticity. And not everything there is super crazy expensive. I know some of you are on a budget, but that doesn't mean you can't have some fun and bid on some cool stuff. And when you use that promo code FANTASYPROS, you can start today and get $5 credits on us. That's right. $5, just start bidding with that promo code FANTASYPROS when you sign up at pristineauction.com. That's P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E auction.com. It's quick and free to register. They've got amazing stuff on there. We're talking helmets, jerseys. We're even talking about baseball stuff, basketball stuff, college football, you name it. They've got it over there. And it's not just sports memorabilia too. They've got cool wrestling things. They've got art. They've got so many things that'll make your head spin, but you can't get involved and you can't get the cool stuff in your house unless you start bidding today. And when you do, make sure you use that promo code FANTASYPROS at Pristine Auction. That's pristineauction.com. And now back to the action. There's a lot left remaining in the range of outcomes in this fantasy feud because we've got a very close score. Derek Brown with 46 points. Andrew Erickson with 43. So Erickson, you're just 3 points behind. Very nice comeback. How do you feel after shaking off the dust of that first round? You feel pretty good after round two? Feeling better?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling like I got my big potted energy, you know, going through my veins, and I'm ready to roll. Let's get to round three.
Pulse of the people. Pulse of the people. Andrew Erickson. Okay, here we go. The next question. We surveyed 50 fantasy pros. Wonderful people. All of our friends, all of our family, our fantasy pros family. 50 of them. We asked them this question, boys. We asked them, who's the running back to reach for this year?
Debro.
Oof. Now you have to give an answer. You can't just say your name. You have to actually physically give an answer.
I'm going to say Saquon Barkley.
You can say Saquon Barkley, and you would be correct that 7 people said that, so it is not the number one answer, which means you have a chance here to steal. So Andrew Erickson, you have a chance here to steal. Now, I just want to say right now, I should have given Andrew the chance to go ahead here and give the number one answer before letting Derek go ahead and choose the board. But whatever, it's in the past. We have to move on. It's a live show. This is how we operate. So Andrew Erickson, can you give the better answer than Derek Brown gave?
I'm going to try, but this one is a
running
particular
back
question
to reach for.
To reach for on a running back. Usually running backs are just the top two guys that all just get drafted anyway. So I'm going to go with, man, this one is kind of tough.
Well, this way. This is somebody that like maybe, look, I think the definition, just for clarity, if you're asking, it's that this isn't a first round person, but somebody that you feel like is going to step up and play above ADP. I think that's a good definition of running back to reach for.
Okay. I like that that definition.
That's fine. So now you also must give an answer. And
I'm
going to
go. I'm going to go with James Cook, Bills running back.
James Cook, interesting name. Nowhere near this board. Derek Brown. Do you want to play or pass, my friend?
Oh, I'm going to play.
Oh, Derek Brown no longer letting his fate lie in the hands of Andrew Erickson. Derek Brown is going to play, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Derek Brown, give me a running back to reach for in 2022.
I'm going to go with your boy, Joe, the man that has never seen a pair of shorts that he can't stretch out, AJ Dillon.
That is a wonderful visual and a wonderful answer. That is also worth 7 points. He is number 4 on this list here of 6 running backs that we have. So we've only got 4 names remaining. 2 have already been selected. Saquon Barkley at 7, AJ Dillon at 7, Derek Brown. You have 3 strikes remaining, 4 names on the board. Can you get them a running back to reach for in 2022 drafts?
Javonte Williams.
Another Joe guy. It seems like Joe wants to reach for a lot of running backs. I'm also going to reach across the aisle and hand you points, Derek Brown, because he is on the board. Number 6 points here. The last guy, number 6 on the board, tied with the next guy on the board here right above him. But now you have 3 strikes remaining. Derek Brown, still 3 names on this board. Can you pull it off? The clean sweep, we shall see. Give me a running back to reach for in 2022.
Leonard Fournette.
Leonard Fournette. Leonard Fournette has certainly been a good investment these last few years. There's no doubt about that. Leonard Fournette might have been reaching for maybe seconds, it seems like. Came into camp a little bit heavy. But unfortunately, you have reached for a running back that nobody else wants to reach for. So I'm sorry, that is your first X here in this category. So one X for you, Derek Brown. 1 strike. So you have 3 running backs, 2 strikes remaining. Give me another running back to reach for that's actually on this board.
Oh, let's go with James Conner.
James Conner, running back to reach for. It's good. He had a lot of touchdowns. You feel good about that answer? Feel strong?
I feel pretty good about it. Yeah, feel good.
Yeah. If good enough to say it.
I feel, so like, you're trying to, I feel like you're trying to set me up for a fall here.
You think so? What gives you that? What gives you that indication that I might be setting you up for a fall?
Just a feeling of knowing.
What if I'm
Joe
setting you up and I'm teasing you and then you're right and then you can you know, just celebrate and be really happy?
I'm not taking anything off the board right now.
All right. Well, I'm also not taking anything off the board either for you, because that is wrong. And that's an X. I'm sorry. Another for you, Derek Brown. 1 strike remaining. 3 names on the board. Andrew Erickson, I hope you got your thinking cap on, because we're coming to you next. If he can't give me another running back to reach for in 2022, Derek Brown, what did the people say? Who do they to reach for?
I think the people are going to be on a running back that I've warmed up to as well. Let's go with Breece Hall.
Oh, and Andrew Erickson's guys using it against him. That is a good answer. That is correct for 6 points. Look at you. Breece Hall. 6 people said Breece Hall is a running back they want to reach for. 2 names remaining. 1X. Ooh, Derek Brown. This is getting spicy, baby. Running back to reach for in 2022. The top 2 names remaining. Can you get the top 2? This is the big names, baby.
All right. We'll stay on. I'm going to go with a player that's been getting love, and I think it's real. Travis Etienne.
Yeah, getting a lot of love. Do you want me to give you some love for that answer? Because I will, because it is the number 1 answer on the board. 17 points, 1 remaining for the clean sweep. Otherwise, it goes to Andrew Erickson for the steal. 1 running back remains, 1 strike remains. The drama, the tension, it's palpable here in the room. Derek Brown, give me that last running back to reach for in 2022 drafts.
All right, this one might confuse some people, but going back to the people's thoughts on wide receivers, I'm going to go with the same team. Go with Aaron Jones. So 2 Packers make the list.
Derek and Mr. Jones, they don't have a thing going on. I'm sorry, that is your 3rd strike. That is a 3rd strike. You were so close. Andrew Erickson, there's 1 name on this glorious board. If you can name this 1 name, you take all of these fantastic points that Derek Brown has piled up here. Andrew Erickson, you had a lot of time to think of a name. Running back to reach for in 2022 is?
DeAndre Swift.
DeAndre Swift. I'm sorry, that is incorrect. No, it is not DeAndre Swift. Derek Brown gets all the points. 43 points goes directly to Derek Brown. He is now doubled up on Andrew Erickson here. This is The last name on the board, anybody want to take one more shot at it just for S's and G's? Yeah, you want to go take a shot? I'll give you a hint. It's a running back that is coming off of an injury.
Dobbins.
Just like Travis Etienne. Correct. J.K.
Oh,
no, Dobbins. J.K. Dobbins.
It's Dobbins.
J.K. Dobbins. That was the name. You were so quick with that, Andrew. Wow. Yeah, does that make you even more angry?
Yes, because that was the other. That was the name I was debating between because it's tough with like the higher ranked guys because you're trying to. Mm-hmm. So that's why, you know, you don't initially think of like Swift because he's like a round two pick. So I was trying to stay away from those guys. We had a couple of them, like Aaron Jones landed in the conversation. So I was like, maybe I should go towards Swift. Should have been looking more down the board instead of up the board. And guess the joke's on me, JK.
Guess so. I like what you did there. You know what's interesting here? If you look at this board. Javonte Williams, six people said. Breece Hall said six people. A.J. Dillon, seven people. Saquon, seven people. J.K., seven people. Travis Etienne, 17 people. Hmm. Far and away, the guy. More than double any other person here. So do you feel the same way about that player, Derek Brown? That Travis Etienne is that guy that you really should be reaching for? Because it seems like the public perception is just, in fact, that.
I do, and I think that we're going to see him climb up boards the closer we get, more positive reports that come out. I mean, come on, guys. We go back to the scorching hot take episode. I talked about Travis Etienne being possibly this year's DeAndre Swift, so I'm in it.
DeAndre Swift, also the name that Andrew Erickson was wrong about, so way to rub that in his face here. Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about Omaha Steaks. My favorite thing is being able to have an impromptu barbecue at the Pizza Pia house, and I can go right into the freezer and pull out some Omaha steaks, throw those bad boys on the grill, and start grilling. On Memorial Day, that's exactly what we had. We had a little group over for a little barbecue, had those bacon-wrapped filet mignons, had a couple of the hot dogs, some steak burgers. We did all of it, and it was all there. And guess what? I've got even more still in the freezer, ready to go at a moment's notice because of Omaha steaks. And look, with Father's Day around the corner, this makes the perfect gift for the dads out there. You can get the Dad's Want Steaks package, which comes with the bacon-wrapped fillets, the jumbo franks, the air-chilled boneless chicken breast, plus you got the apple caramel tartlets. They're my favorite thing. They're delicious. And you don't have to give them to the company. You can keep them for yourselves, because that's what I do. You put a little vanilla ice cream on those right out of the oven. Delicious. And when you type in Fantasy Pros into the search bar, so when you go to Omaha Steaks, you go to the search bar, put in one word, Fantasy Pros. When you do that on the search bar with the Fantasy Pros, you get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers. They are delicious. I'm telling you, it's a different texture because it's a steak burger. It's high-end, folks. This is what we're talking about. You're going to save 50%, just $99. That's right, $99 over at omahasteaks.com when you put Fantasy Pros into that search bar. And you get the 8 free Omaha Steak burgers on top of it all with the Dad's Want Steak package. So Omaha Steaks isn't just steak, but it is the best steak of your life. Guaranteed. Go to omahasteaks.com today. Again, that keyword in the search bar, Fantasy Pros, and get your grill on this Father's Day. And now back to the action. Andrew Erickson, just to give you a little idea here where you're at, you still have 43 points. That was worth 43 points. Derek Brown now has 89 points. So this is go time. So I just want you to be ready for this one. So this is go time. Let's go. And remember, this is what the people think. The people. Fantasy Pros peeps. All right, the family, we polled 66. There's a lot of points here. Andrew Erickson, 66 points is a lot of points. If you can sweep this, you're in the lead going into the final round. I just want you to know. The fast money round. Okay? So here we go. All right, here we go. You ready, boys? You ready? Okay, let's go. What wide receiver peaked in 2021? What wide receiver peaked in 2021?
Erickson.
Okay, finally. Thank you. Oh, my God. Okay, who peaked in 2021?
Cooper Kupp.
The number one answer on the board is indeed Cooper Kupp. There you go, Andrew Erickson. 35 points, just to put perspective. 66 overall points. 35 of them were wrapped up into Cooper Kupp. So now it's on. Andrew Erickson. There are several names remaining on this board. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do you want to take a shot at naming those five, or do you want to put the pressure on Derek Brown and then try to steal later? What do you want to do? How do you want to play this? Do you want to control your own
Mama
destiny?
Mama didn't raise no quitter. I'm a player. Let's go. I'm playing.
All right. He plays for his own. Let's go. Controlling his own destiny. The big pod energy has just emerged from this show, ladies and gentlemen. Derek Brown seems unfazed. We shall see.
If this I'm just ready front. To steal the points at the end. It's all good. We've seen it. We've seen this play out before, people. It's okay.
All right. We shall see. All right. Them's fighting words there, Erickson. All right. Don't. Let's see. Here we go. What wide receiver, Andrew Erickson, peaked in 2021?
Deebo Samuel.
Deebo Samuel is correct. Deebo Samuel is the number two person on the board. Now, I just want to also, for the sake of argument here, I'm going to be completely 100% transparent with the audience. It's what player peaked in 2021. I just saw Cooper Kupp and my mind just went to wide receiver. So I apologize for that. So now I've opened up the entire board for you, Andrew Erickson. I've made it harder and easier at the same time.
Yes.
So it's what player peaked in 2021? Cooper Kupp was the number one answer. Deebo Samuel was the number two answer for 9 points. So you've got a lot of points here to start things off. Very nice start here for Andrew Erickson. There are several names remaining. What player had the year of his career in 2021? He peaked. It's never going to get any better for who?
Man, I kind of wish it was only still wide receivers. I thought it made it a little bit easier. I'm going to go with Mark Andrews.
Mark Andrews had a good season, but the people think that Mark Andrews has got a lot more left in the tank. Oh, that is God. A strike. I am sorry. You are incorrect. So here we go. We've got four names remaining on this board. Players who peaked in 2021. It's all downhill for them after this. It could all be downhill for you, Andrew Erickson, if you don't get some right answers here quickly. You've got four more names. Can you give me one of them right now?
Man. Damian Harris.
Damian Harris had a very good year. You're probably right. I would say he peaked. Good touchdown numbers, a lot of carries. Probably did peak. You noticed that. That's nice that you noticed it. But unfortunately, the people did not notice it. It is another strike for you. No soup for you. No quarter for Andrew Erickson. The back is against the wall. Mama didn't raise a quitter, but she might have raised a loser if you don't get on this pretty quick. And you got to make sure you start to figure this out here. You don't want to let this get away. Although, let's be honest here. You've already got 44 points here, just in these first two. So if Derrick Brown whiffs at the board, we got ourselves a game at the end regardless. So get one more and you're kind of controlling your own destiny. One strike remaining, four names still on the board. Who had the year of their life in 2021? Who peaked last season?
Leonard Fournette.
Everybody wants to say Leonard Fournette for everything. I don't understand. Leonard Fournette's, Leonard Fournette's popular answer. Unfortunately, it is an incorrect answer. I'm sorry, Andrew Erickson. You have left the door wide open. You basically went to the barn. You opened not just one door, but both doors. And Derrick Brown is now staring at those doors. And you've got a choice here. Derrick Brown, you could walk through those doors and walk in with a huge lead into the final round, the quick round here, or of course you could whiff and make this a very close game. So you've got a lot of time to think of some names. I hope Derrick Brown, hope you're just playing tiddlywinks over there. Give me one of the four remaining names of a player who peaked in 2021.
Elijah Mitchell.
That's an interesting name. That's a really good name. Erickson, you think that name's on there? What do you think?
I mean, if Elijah Mitchell peaked and Damian Harris isn't on the list, then I don't know what's going on. So, whatever.
I just don't want to live anymore. Derrick Brown, Eli Mitchell is not on the list. The points go to Andrew Erickson. Oh, my goodness. We got ourselves a game here, folks. This one's getting real saucy, real fast. Andrew Erickson just put himself in the conversation at the end. Ooh, I got chills. They're multiplying. This is unbelievable. Look at the score we have right now. This is very close, heading into the final round here. 87 points for Andrew Erickson. 89 points for Derrick Brown, still in the lead. That lead is disappearing. Here are the other remaining names of players who peaked in 2021. One was super obvious. Cordero Patterson. Guys,
oh God,
come on.
Oh.
How did y'all whiff on Patterson? Cordero Patterson had the year of his life at 47 years old, had to break out. Unbelievable season for Cordero Patterson. He was number eight. Eight people said that. The next one on the list, I wonder how you feel about Jonathan Taylor. I thought this was fascinating. Ooh. Seven people said Jonathan Taylor. Derrick Brown, do you agree that this is as good as it gets? Does Jonathan Taylor peak already? Is it all downhill from here?
I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. Like, I think Jonathan Taylor has like an outside shot to just pull Derrick Henry and go for 2,000 yards. So I as good as he was last year, I disagree a little bit.
I agree that I disagree. I don't think he's, look, maybe he doesn't match it, but I don't think he peaked that it's over. Like, I can't think he can have a year that's close to that as long as he stays healthy. Andrew Erickson, what do you think about Jonathan Taylor being a guy that people view, at least the perception, at least seven people of the 66 thought he's already peaked. That's it.
No, I don't think that that's right. I don't think that he has peaked because we could see him have a larger receiving role. Like, there's still part of his game where he could still expand. Like, if Nyheim Hines goes out and gets hurt, then Taylor could be running a route on 100% of dropbacks, and that's something he hasn't done. Like, his role, there's still room to grow with him. And like Debro mentioned, he's probably one of the few running backs that we could actually peg in realistically. Like, yeah, 17-game season, yeah, Jonathan Taylor can rush for 2,000 yards. So I don't think that he peaked.
Yeah, all right. I was never going to guess that name.
The last two names on the list, four people said Austin Eckler. That I can buy into.
Yeah,
I can buy into that potentially. Yeah. And three people said James Conner, which I'm actually surprised that more people didn't say James Conner, because that was quite a season, and it's going to be hard to live up to. I think we all like James Conner, but at the same time, I think it's really interesting that only three people thought that that was the peak, because I kind of look at it as the peak. I still like the player, but it's going to be tough to live up to. He stayed healthy. He played well. Had a ridiculous amount of touchdowns. So there you have it. Cooper Kupp, Samuel, Patterson, Taylor, Eckler, and James Conner on that list. Only a few points separate. So Andrew Erickson, you're behind. I'm going to let you play the lightning round first. Derek Brown, you're going to have to take your ear pods out, and we will message you in Slack when you're allowed to come back into the podcast, because you can't hear the questions and think about them ahead of time.
Okay.
So do you understand what has to happen next? Are you on board here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so take your pods out. All right. Just to be sure he's not in this anymore. I'm going to say a phrase. I'm going to say that Derek Brown uses raw natural honey in his beard. Okay. Obviously he is no longer here with this other thing. Okay. So we will let D-Bro know when it's time to come back in. Andrew Erickson, you have an undisclosed amount of time to answer these questions. Okay. So basically these are questions. We're just going to, you shoot out your answer. I'm going to write it down and see how close you came to getting these. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions here. Are you ready to answer these 5 questions in the lightning round and see if you can somehow play upset special here to Derek Brown?
Like my Twitter threads, I'm ready to roll. Let's go.
Like the Twitter threads, he's ready to roll. All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Let the games begin. What round do you start reaching for on a player?
Like, you want how many rounds? Like, you reach
pick a round. Just... what round? No, a specific round.
Okay.
What round do you, Andrew Erickson, start reaching for a player?
Round 4.
Very good. That is an acceptable answer. What percentage of the prize pool should be given to second place? What percentage of the prize pool should be given to second place in a fantasy league?
20%.
20% is what Andrew Erickson says. Largest roster size that you'd play with? What's the largest roster size that you like to play with?
20.
20, says Andrew Erickson. Very good. The NFL team that you're not drafting any players from this year in 2022?
Jets.
Who are you staying away from?
I want to change my answer. Sorry. Can I change my answer?
Yes, you can.
Texans.
Because all you talk about is Breece Hall. What? The Texans?
Texans.
Fine. I will let you change it because you said, let me change it as soon as you said Jet. So I'm going to give it to you. Remember, I'm a nice guy. It's probably because you called me handsome earlier. All right. The number of mock drafts you will do before drafts actually begin.
50.
50 is what Andrew Erickson says. 50 indeed. Okay. There you go. All right. Before we bring back Derek Brown, Andrew Erickson, let's see how you did. We asked you, what round do you start reaching for players in? You said round 4. 20 people agreed with you. That is good for the second answer on the board. Well done, Andrew Erickson. The number one answer was 20, was round 5 for 29 points. The percentage of prize pool for second place, Andrew said 20. Andrew, you got the second on that one as well. Now, the number one answer there is a lot of people, but you said 20. You just made it there. So you also got 19 points for that one. When it comes to the largest roster size you'd play with, you said also 20, I believe. Correct, Andrew Erickson? Yes, 20. 20 is a very popular answer, Andrew Erickson. What's your favorite number growing up as a kid to wear in sports? 20. How many eggs do you eat at a sitting? 20. This is good for the third answer. Again, number 17 points there for Andrew Erickson. NFL team you're likely not drafting from? You said the J, and then you stopped, so I gave it to you because I'm a nice guy. The Houston Texans was the number one answer for 22 points. The number of mocks you will do between now and draft season, you said 50. That was good for the fourth answer on the board. Only 10 points for that one. So
should have said 20.
Once again, well,
should have just kept saying 20.
Well, I will say this. If you said 20, you would have been way worse. So that, okay. Actually, no, you would have been the same. Actually, ironically, no, you would have been the same. So how funny is that? So we add up all your points. You have 175 points. That's how many points you have. Derek Brown right now has 89 points. We shall see if Derek Brown can reach this. Let's bring Derek Brown back into the fold. Andrew, you can message him on Slack. Let's see if he can get that raw honey out of his beard and start to actually answer some questions here.
All right.
Derek Brown, have you returned to the show?
I'm back.
Derek Brown is back, ladies and gentlemen. Andrew Erickson threw it down in that round. He was very good. Very, very good. I hope you are ready to go because Derek Brown brought it. He done brought it. In fact, he brought so many points. He actually had 88. He had more points just now than his entire game. So you add that together for the 88 and the 87. He has 175 points. So Derek Brown, it's time for the lightning round. Are you ready to rumble?
Stretch and ready, Joe. The time off.
Stretch and
come
ready.
Back stronger.
That's good. All right, here you go. Derek Brown, we polled our Fantasy Pros peeps. What round do you start reaching for your favorite players in?
Third.
Third round for Derek Brown. The percentage of prize pool should go to second place. What percentage of the prize pool should go to the second place finisher in your fantasy league?
50%.
50%. Says Derek Brown, 50%. Okay. Next here on the list, largest roster size you'd play with. Largest roster size that you'd play with.
For redraft? 17.
17, says Derek Brown. What NFL team are you likely to not draft players from in 2022?
Ooh. Let's go with the Houston Texans.
The Houston Texans. Very good. Number of mock drafts you'll be doing before we start the season. How many mock drafts will Derek Brown have under his belt before the season begins?
Oh, this is from the poll people?
From the poll people.
21.
21 is the answer Derek Brown gives. All right. Let's see how Derek Brown's done. You need a lot of points here, DB. I'm not going to lie. All right. You start off so well. Let's see how it finishes. Okay. We asked you.
Not so good about the 50%.
yeah, I can feel it. I can feel it in your answer. What round do you start reaching for your players in? Derek Brown, you said number 3. Only 8 people agreed with you. Andrew Erickson said 20 because that's what he like. No, he said round 4. and actually 20 people agreed with him, ironically, which is a joke. So already ahead of you there. Percentage of prize pool for second place. Derek Brown, you said 50%. Only 2 people agreed with you. Out of all the many, many people that we polled, only 2 agreed with that number. So obviously, things are not going well. You only have 10 points so far. We'll see how it goes. Good news is, the next one, you got the number one answer. The largest roster size you want to play with, you said 17. That's the number one answer for 34 points. Oh, things are getting salty here. Whew. Could be very good. Could be very good. What NFL team are you likely not to draft a players from? You said the Texans. That is the number one answer. The Texans is correct. Andrew Erickson also said the Texans, though. So no gain there. And then one more here. The number of mocks that you will do. Again, we ask our listeners. You said 20, I believe, correct? Or somewhere around
21,
there?
21, yeah. Right
21. See, Andrews, there's other numbers besides 20. That is good for 10 people. 10 people said that. The correct number one answer, 0 to 4 mock drafts. Four. You know what I love, though? The second highest answer, 100 or more. That's the Fantasy Pros family, baby. Let's go.
All this was something like 750, but I...
Well, 100 or more would have gotten you a lot. Okay, so I'm going to tally these points right now. Before I do, I just want to get a sense of the room here. Derek Brown, do you think that you did enough here to get the job done, or you think you're going to fall a little short?
Why did I say 50%?
Why did you say 50%?
I don't know.
Of all that's splitting the pot. Man, what are you talking about?
My mental math was off, okay?
Here's a
As soon as I said it, I was like, oh, that was a bad. I didn't carry
Here's
the
a question for you guys. What other teams do you think were on that list of people to want to stay away from and not draft?
Seahawks.
The Seahawks were the third team, yes.
The Falcons, because of all your hate for Mariota, came to mind, but I feel like that's just too much Joe influence.
Oh, the Falcons are in there. The too much Joe. How dare you? How dare you? Is there such a thing? I don't want to know about this. The Falcons were indeed on there. The Texans were one. The Patriots were two. The Seahawks were three. Then you have the Bears, Falcons, Giants, Commanders, and Jaguars. And you know what? Like, you know, we always like to find somebody on all these teams. But yeah, the Texans would have been the number one for me too. Although, you know, there's still Brandon Cooks. There's still those players out there. All right. So we have the final tally. I have filibustered enough. We have the final number here. Derek Brown, you were so close there at the end because he went two number ones there. You were just riding high off into the sunset.
I got second.
It all fell apart. The final score, Derek Brown 165, Andrew Erickson 175. Andrew Erickson advances to the next round of the Fantasy Feud Championship Tournament. Andrew Erickson, how do you feel right now, my friend?
B-P-E. B-P-E, big pot energy, let's go!
Yeah, the big pot energy on full display. Derek Brown, I think you are a great competitor. I think you gave it your all today. We have a nice parting gift. We have we have some of Andrew Erickson's finest number 20 jerseys from his youth.
I can share 50% of my winnings with you if you want.
I was going to say, this loss goes out to everybody that gets second place in your league this year. The 50%, you're welcome. It was said on the podcast. It's what my undoing was. And that just happens to be where I'm at today. So
it's because you're a generous, giving person. I don't think you should ever change your stripes, who you are. That's who you are. Once again, this was very close. Andrew Erickson did, in fact, win. And a good time was had by all. We talked a little football. We played a little game. Did a little dance, made a little love, got down tonight. That we did all the things we came here to do, and hopefully we entertained you and had some fun with a little fantasy football talk and a little game time. Don't go anywhere because we've got more podcasts for you, more Fantasy Feud Tournament. They're going to all be out here in the next couple weeks ahead. Very exciting times here. Derek Brown, we appreciate you coming here. We also have a lifetime supply of beard wax for your beard. You're going to take that home with you. Go nuts, my friend. It's going to be fantastic for you. Also, I want to remind everybody, fabulous prizes for you, not just for Derek Brown, the Javonte Williams autographed helmet. Thanks to our friends at Pristine Auction at fantasypros.com/contest, where you can get that. Also, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's how you enter, youtube.com/fantasypros. Subscribe, click the bell for notifications, screenshot that bad boy, and then take it on over to fantasypros.com/contest, where you can get that Javonte Williams autographed helmet. And I don't know why I started talking like this, but I did. Also, don't forget, if you enjoy all the fantasy football and you just can't get enough of it, we've got the place for you. It's called our Discord at fantasypros.com/chat. Join for free. Come join the community. Be part of the Fantasy Pros family. Hang out with us. And if you're a premium subscriber, you get access to us on a whole other level, which I know that you do. We'll see if Andrew Erickson can continue to keep the streak alive, and we'll see what other analysts he will be battling next. Tune in for more exciting action on the Fantasy Feud right here. I want to thank the sponsors of the show, including Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com and order that Dad's Want Steaks package for Father's Day. Put Fantasy Pros into the search bar and get 8 free steak burgers on us when you order that $99 Dad's Want Steaks package at Omaha Steaks. Again, Fantasy Pros in the search bar. And don't forget about Pristine Auction, P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, auction.com. Pristine Auction is the coolest place to get the best sports memorabilia you ever seen in your whole life. And when you use the promo code FANTASYPROS at sign up for free, you get $5 credit on us to go start bidding today. That'll do it for us, but the story of the game goes on. For Andrew Erickson and Derek Brown, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.